Welcome to The Good Life with Dr. Danny, a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries and Formation Institute, divisions of Jesus Christ is calling you. To contact Dr. Danny and learn more about the ministry, visit drdanny.live. Now let's join Dr. Danny and experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here, encouraging you with inspirational stories to share with family and friends. Welcome to The Good Life. How does a man from Kampala, Uganda, who loves to worship God, come to Boston as a pastor and worship leader? This is the story of Pastor Sewava Julius Mwakwe, where lessons of faith, courage, and God's provision are real. As in 2 Corinthians 9:8, and God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. Pastor Mwakwe has experienced that. We pause here at the beginning of our show, as we typically do, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program, well, my friend, is to lead you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. You know, that's our heart, that you would know the Lord, know His love, that no matter what you're going through, no matter how tough things may seem to be, there's always hope in Jesus who loves you so much. According to John 3:16, He died on the cross for your sins, Romans 5:8. He shed His precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, yes, but 3 days later, He rose again from the grave, and the resurrected Christ reaches out to you with resurrection hope and resurrection power. 1 Corinthians 15:3 and 4. It's our prayer and our desire, dear one, that you would come to know the Lord. Turn from your ways and turn to God's ways. That's called repentance. Would you do that? And my friend, if you already know the Lord, I believe you're going to be encouraged today. Pastor Sewava Julius Mwakwe is a seasoned worship leader as the music minister for the National Fellowship of Born Again Pentecostal Churches in Kampala region. He was also the World Trumpet Mission Music Coordinator, Vice Chairman Gospel Stage for Kampala City Festival, and Music Director National Jubilee Choir, even serving as the Music Director for Evangelist Reinhard Bonnke, the crusade there in Uganda. Today, Pastor Mwakwe helps lead the Pursuers Worship Network and is a member of Watchmen on the Walls of Massachusetts. Pastor Mwakwe, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm honored to be here.
It's an honor to have you.
Amen.
We talk about Uganda. Mm-hmm. Tell us more. Where did you grow up in Uganda, and what was it like?
Oh, thank you so much. I grew up in Kampala, Uganda, in a suburb called Gaba. That's where I come from. It's a village, but now it's a town. It's a beautiful city. I'm born to a man now who went to be with the Lord by the names of John Wilson Mwakwe. And my mom, she's Faith Nora Ndagire. And I grew up in a Christian family, in a home. Thus, I grew up, I'm the eldest amongst we are 8 siblings with 3 boys and 8 girls. And so, interestingly, all of them are ministers. So that's where I grew up from, in Kampala. I grew up in church, meaning growing up in church does not mean that you're born again. I gave my life to Christ in 1988. Yes, that's a little bit.
Who would you say, and I want to come back to you giving your life to Christ in 1988. We'll come back to that.
Yes.
But who would you say, because this might tie into that, who would you say influenced you most in your growing up years?
Oh, that's interesting. Whom do I say? In ministry or in life?
Both.
Both? Well, honestly, I would say my father, but I'll be blunt, not so much my father, though I would say him.
In what way?
He was a man who was so strict. He was a man of prayer. He was a man who loved the Lord. Though why I say that maybe I did not look up to him away because he was so strict on me. He was so terrible because I was a trouble kid. Mm-hmm. I was a trouble kid, yeah. And then in this side, I saw the man whom I look up to was, he was called Phil Driscoll, the trumpet player. Mm-hmm. He's that man. I adored him. And then Jimmy Swaggart. Mm-hmm. I loved him so much. Yes.
Say a little bit more. This is your father,
yes.
Phil Driscoll,
uh-huh.
and Jimmy Swaggart.
Yes.
So you talked about your father, mm-hmm. Phil Driscoll, the trumpet player.
Uh-huh.
What was it about Phil Driscoll that struck your heart?
That struck
so
my
deeply?
Heart. Phil Driscoll, what struck my heart about Phil Driscoll, when I'd grown up a little bit, when I was really understanding, during that time we had a TV, which was not like today. Those TVs, black and white, and he used to come on the show. I remember he came on the show of Jimmy Swaggart, and he was blowing this trumpet. And the Spirit of God came down. I was a little young man, and I just admired that. I said, I want that at that little age. I said, I want that because I admired it so much. And I loved him so much. So I kept on watching Jimmy Swaggart and, yeah, that's it.
So what about the Jimmy Swaggart? Was it on television?
Yeah,
was it Jimmy Swaggart Crusades that he would do?
Jimmy Swaggart, every day in Uganda, these in the early 1980s, up to around 89, he was always on the show. Every day, 6 p.m. in the evening, he was always on the show. We loved him, watching him playing the piano and then singing. What I remember about even drunken people, those who were drunk, they would go always on TV screens to just watch this man sing and then preach the gospel in his calm way. Yes.
I had someone that I enjoyed during the Jimmy Swaggart Crusades. I enjoyed watching John Starnes.
Mm-hmm.
When John would sing his solos, his
yes.
amazing voice.
Mm.
So these three influenced you.
Mm.
It strikes me, Pastor,
mm.
because God used those influences to begin forming who you've become.
Yeah.
Dreams that grew in your heart.
Yeah.
Describe for us a bit about those dreams as they grew as a child and how that connected you to 1988 when you gave your heart to Christ, even though you grew up in a Christian home.
Yeah. Now, let me a little bit go back. My father was in the church choir. My father gave his life in 1967. My mother gave her life in 1970. And I was born in 1973. During then, my father, he used to sing in the church choir. My mother tells me that I used to carry a small drum. She used to carry me. And whenever my father was singing, I would be playing the drum in the church. I used to admire him, watch him sing. I used to admire him sing in the choir. So that came up in me. Then also in the Sunday school choir, we used to sing. I loved singing. I remember when my father started the church in 1985, we're still young men. We're just siblings. The church started as siblings.
Family church.
It was called Gaba Full Gospel Church. We were going a long way, so he said, no, let's start a church. So he started a church. So we were the choir. We, my siblings and my mother, we were the choir. So every week this church grew. Members used to come in. And I used to be one of the song leaders and even playing the drums with my mother. So this grew up in me. So until then, around 88, a man of God comes in church. He was preaching. So he was talking about the Holy Spirit. So I said, I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And I remembered about Jimmy Swaggart. I said, I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And he said, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ, then you'll not be filled with the Holy Spirit. So I accepted Christ. in my heart. So, and during that time, I felt the presence of God. I felt the Holy Spirit just on me. And so this grew up in me, though the journey was not so straight.
This speaks because people have dreams.
Yeah.
A listener at this very moment is listening and saying, hey, there were things that happened in my life when I was a child. And perhaps that person, that dear one, might not have reflected much about the value of those childhood experiences. Sometimes we get derailed, but you bring us back to the all-encompassing work of God in our lives, even as children, experiences that we've had, that God is purposeful in His design. And some of those experiences may come with a austere father who loves the Lord but is extremely strict on a child that is a bit wayward at times.
Yeah.
But there's God's mercy and grace. Mm. Pastor, as you began to feel yourself, you accepted Christ, the Spirit's presence and power began to grow in and through you. How did God lead you to next steps to develop this passion, this gift that was growing inside?
The man of God that came into my life during that time, when I grew up, fast forward, around 1990, I came across a ministry by then called Pentecostal Churches of Uganda. And I was a singer. I'd already grown. I was a singer. Oh, sorry. Let me go back. There was a gentleman. He's called David Sebley May and Sam Chobe. They were in the same church where we used to go, Full Gospel Church. So I admired them. They used to sing. So they recruited me in their band. By then, it was called the Voice of Life Band. And I was involved. So I got into that band. So as a young man, they trained me. Then around 1990, I joined this ministry called the Pentecostal Churches of Uganda. It was an evangelist ministry. So I met individuals there who helped me, who nurtured me to grow, playing the guitar. There was a young man, he's now a big man, he's called Jason, who taught me how to play guitar at that stage. So this gift kept on growing. But still remember, I was a trouble kid.
The gift keeps growing.
Yeah.
Pastor Mwakwe describes. It's the gift of God. The Lord is developing, crafting, shining, polishing in time. When we come back from our break, you're going to hear more from Pastor Mwakwe. He does say he was a bit wayward. The waywardness continued. That piques my curiosity. It makes me wonder, he brought it up, you know. I was moving on, but he brought it up. So we must come back to that when we come back with you. So I don't want you to miss this, okay? So stay with us. We'll be back with more from Pastor Julius Mwakwe. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. A little girl was crying one day. Police officer saw her and said, "Why are you crying?" The girl said, "I'm lost." He said, "Do you have your parents' phone number?" She said, "No." She started to sob even more. "Do you have their address?" "No," she said. And suddenly her face changed. Her eyes lit up. The police officer inquired, "What happened?" She said, "I remember. Near my house, there's a church. And at the church, there's a cross. Take me to the cross. Take me to the cross, because when I see the cross, I'll be able to find my way home." My friend, today, will you turn to the cross of Christ, where Jesus shed his blood? He was buried, yes, but he rose again from the grave. The redemptive love of Christ, who died for your sins, his arms outstretched for you today. Would you turn to Jesus, turn to the cross, and receive Jesus as your Savior and Lord?
Hear me
You're listening to The Good Life with Dr. Danny, a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries and Formation Institute. Divisions of Jesus Christ is calling you. Now let's join Dr. Danny and experience the good life today.
Pastor Julius Mwakwe, well, a gift given when he was young, grew up in a family where music was the thing, but not just music, but worship. He admired Phil Driscoll, he admired Jimmy Swaggart, and he grew. 1988 was a big year for him. He accepted Christ, experienced the filling of the Holy Spirit moving in and through him, and he continued on his way. But he did mention there was some waywardness along the way. He smiles at me as I say that. He did bring it up to me and up to us, so we're not going to wait any longer. By the way, if you're tuning in right now, maybe caught the tail end of the last segment, you can get this program in its entirety. It's a gift to you. Just go to drdanny.live. Again, drdanny.live. Pastor Julius, take us back. What's this waywardness that I keep hearing about?
As I said, my father was so strict. He thought that spanking a kid all the time, he was a very terrible, dangerous gentleman. On the entire village, they knew him. That when that man calls you, you're in trouble. So within me, I was weird. So at home, we call them stubborn kids. But then even when I grew, I got involved. I got acquainted with different relationships, wrong relationships. They drilled me. Though I had this within me, but along the way, I failed and I got crazy. I went out with women running around. I remember when I'd finished my second resection, my father called me. He said, "Julius, I want you to go to a Bible college." I said, "No, pastors are poor. I can never go to a Bible college." And actually, during that time, I ran away from home. I went my way. I left church.
About how old were you at that time?
Oh, my goodness. My calculations are not good. I think I was around now, from 73 to, that is 1992, 93. How old was I now? Around there. I was so troublesome. I left home. Actually, I left home at around 1992, but I came back when I finished my school, then I came back, then I left again. And I was in the world. But my father did one thing. He prayed. In between, there's a lot, but my father did one thing. He kept on his knees. And that seed within me did not die.
Pastor, speak to a mother, a father today. Mm. They've done their best, as best they knew, to raise their child in the ways of the Lord. They know they were not perfect. They know they fell off the wagon a few times as parents. Mm. But they grieve because a child is now an adult or a teenager and is going in a way that they think is completely opposite than what they were hoping or praying. Encourage a parent today from where you are as pastor now, and worship leader. Mm. Encourage that parent who is thinking, what's going to happen to my child who I love so much?
One of the things that a parent should do, not to forget the knees, on to stay on their knees, to intercede for their children. Each child you see has a divine purpose, has a divine call upon their lives. You only have to stay on your knees. Pray for them, talk to them if you can, share with them, love them. It is that prayer and love. I remember when I came back, I called my mother. We had these old phones. I said, "Will Daddy allow me back home?" And she said, "Your dad will allow you back home because you are his child." When I went home, my father, because he was a very terrible man, he said, "Until you stand in front of that church and you say, 'I'm sorry,' that's when I'll forgive you." And I said, "Okay, I'll do that," because I was broken. I wanted that. And I did it. And I stayed in church. I stayed in church. But there is another story. So time went by. There was another ministry now that took me up, which nurtured me. They spotted me. One of my cousins took me in that ministry. So they spotted me. They said, "Can you come and join us?" I said, "I would come and join you, but you have to talk to my father." So the wife of my late pastor, my former pastor and a mentor, now the wife now went to be with the Lord, they agreed. They said, "Okay, let's come and visit your parents." So they came to my father. When they came to my father said, "You want to take this boy? This boy is troublesome. He saved, he sings very well, he's very good, but he's troublesome. This boy will not be scared to tell you that he wants you as his woman." It was embarrassing. But these are the words that this mom said. I call her mom. She's resting. She said, "Dad, the God that Julius is going to serve, he's going to transform him. He's going to change him to a man you would never know. Just allow him to come." He said, "Okay, take him." So I joined the ministry.
Believing that God is going to transform you. Yeah. This is a good time to pray. To pray for that mom or dad, that grandma or grandpa, Mimi or Papa, whatever the endearing name is. Mm. To pray for that one who is on their knees. Maybe you remind them to go back on their knees. Mm. It's not too late.
Mm. It's not late.
Pray a prayer of encouragement that God will transform their child, their grandchild. Please, Pastor.
Father, you are faithful. You are wonderful. Lord, I bring a mom, a dad, a grandma, a grandpa there who was a child. They have no idea what will happen to their children, to their grandchildren. Lord, you who purposed, you who knew them before the foundations of the world, please, Lord, may you strengthen them. May you bring back these children wherever they are, whatever that is happening with them. Lord, may your spirit come upon them wherever they are, even the parents. Lord, encourage them, strengthen them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Pastor, do you remember a song that you enjoyed singing during that particular season of your life?
During that time? "Let your living waters flow over my soul."
Will you sing that for us before our break? We have a little time now. A cappella.
A cappella.
Sing okay. It for us, please.
"Let your living waters flow over my soul. Let your Holy Spirit come and take control. In every situation that has troubled my mind, all my cares and burdens unto you I, Lord. Jesus, 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 call on Father, 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 Father.
Amen. Pastor Mwakwey, thank you for your tenderness, your sensitivity, your willingness to share, and your willingness to pray. When we come back from our break, let's talk about how God led you from Uganda to Boston. Here you are,
okay,
in studio.
Amen.
I'm wondering about God's guidance, God's provision, and the encouragement for someone today to listen to God's voice, to follow the Lord as the Lord leads. More from Pastor Julius Mwakwey when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky.
Jeremiah 33:3 says, "Call to me, and I will answer you and show you great and unsearchable things you do not know." The Good Life with Dr. Danny is a program that was born out of prayer. The Spirit of Christ guides us through prayer, empowers us through prayer, and provides for us through prayer. There are mighty things that the Lord is doing in the Northeast, across the United States, and around the world. Would you like to be a part of God's work through The Good Life with Dr. Danny? Visit drdanny.live. Dr. Danny invites you to join his prayer team. Each month, you will receive a letter updating you on some of the behind-the-scenes developments, prayer requests, along with a devotional that Dr. Danny writes to encourage you in the Lord Jesus Christ. Join the prayer team today and make an eternal difference in people's lives. Visit drdanny.live. That's drdanny.live.
You're listening to The Good Life with Dr. Danny, a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries and Formation Institute. Divisions of Jesus Christ is calling you. Now let's join Dr. Danny and experience the good life today.
So he comes from Uganda. He comes from experience with the likes of the Reinhard Bonnke Crusade in Uganda. He comes to Boston and New England, and he brings gifts and training and leadership with him. Pastor Julius Mwakwey was choir director for the National Day of Prayer, the AfriCamp Uganda worship leader, CCN Europe with Dr. Cecil Stewart, Africa music director, Peter Youngren Crusade choir director and worship pastor for Covenant Nations Church in Kampala. You can find out more about this program, by the way, at drdanny.live. Free podcast. Share it with a family member or friend. Dr. Mwakwey, Pastor Mwakwey, how did God lead you here to Boston?
How did God lead me here? Behind which I have left a lot. I went through a season, which was a dry season, a dry land. I was in the dry land. This dry land wasn't good, but the Lord was calling me to himself. I was rejected. I was thrown away. I was in ministry back, as I said, but all of a sudden things changed completely. So while the time I was praying, the Lord brought this scripture in my heart, Exodus 23, verse 20. I'm sending an angel who is going to lead you in the place I've prepared for you. 21. But if you disobey, he will not pardon you. 22. But if you obey, he will lead you to the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites. And then he will be an enemy to your enemies, an adversary to your adversaries. So I woke up, I said, oh, this is the voice of the Lord speaking to me. Then he took me to Isaiah. Actually, I was sleeping. Then I had a dream, someone telling me, I'm doing a new thing. Can't you see it? I woke up. I said, oh, this is in the scripture, in Isaiah. So within that moment, I said, God, now where are you? So I kept on praying. Within a few days, I get an invitation to come here. That is in 2019. to come here in a conference. So within a few minutes, I get two people. During that time, I was in a dry land. I had nothing. I had no coin. I had nothing. I was literally in my house alone. And then when I get this invitation, I say, now, Lord, where am I going to start from? I have no money. I have nothing. Then I send a text. I befriend some people on friend Facebook. Then all of a sudden, somebody sent me money, $300. I said, oh, God, you're saying something here. Straight away went, I booked the invitation, the interview. To cut the long story short, I found my way here. I came here. But when I came, still that, what the Lord had told me that I'm sending you to a place I prepared, I wasn't feeling it. I said, Lord, I'm not feeling it. I have to go back. I finished the conference. I went back home. But when I went back home, my pastor, where I was going, he said, Julius, you're supposed to be in the United States. That's where your ministry is. I said, I do not want to stay in the United States. He said, you have to go. While there, a pastor friend who is here, God shows him a vision that I'm here. He calls me, says, Julius, I got this vision. I say, oh, by the way, I want to come back, but I don't know how. He says, I'll do it. So he sends me an invitation. He pays for my air ticket. Then I come over here. But I'm coming. I don't know. The Lord is saying, I'm leading you, but I don't know what I'm doing. Though I come. So when I came here, I found this pastor friend of mine. They were meeting in the basement with his family and a few people, a few members. So I said, but I kept on praying. Actually, when I landed in a country, I went on a day, 3 days fasting, prayer and fasting, dry fasting, saying, Lord, you said you are leading me. Is this a place you have led me? To cut the long story short, eventually the churches were locked down. We're in the basement praying. But they, finally, along the way, they opened up. The church got a premises. The church grew. Currently, the church has members over 100. But then I have been praying that, Lord, where are you leading me? What do you want me to do? So along the way, for now, these are 3 years, I had written down the prayer that my prayer in my prayer book. So I started praying for Boston. I started praying for Massachusetts. I started praying for United States. And as I prayed, the picture just got on, began growing bigger and bigger and bigger. That watchmen on the walls of Massachusetts. I had a ministry that I came with. I had a ministry, I was leading a ministry which I came with, the Pursuers Worship Network. So not until I spoke to the pastor, I said, you know what, pastor? I feel the Lord is leading me out. This is what I feel. I feel the Lord is leading me to set up prayer altars all over Massachusetts for revival, for the coming revival. I don't know how, but this is what I feel. So I moved out. We prayed together. We're friends. We prayed together. And I moved out. So, and this is how I ended up. And this is how I am. And this is where I am right now at this moment.
You talk about being in a place in the now. Some of us are always living in the past. Some of us are thinking about the future, worrying about the future, hoping for the future, but we miss the moment now. And the way you describe it, Pastor, brings to bear the importance of what God is doing in the moment. Yeah. And extracting the nectar, as it were, from the moment. We need to be reminded of that. As you're setting up altars, say a little bit more about what this means, what this looks like, this vision that you are implementing by faith for the Lord.
Prayer altars, today we are in the last days where we expect the Lord is coming back very soon. But the Lord is leading us into prayer that we may pray for his return, pray for the salvation, pray for the redemption of the nations, and for our beloved ones to be redeemed. There is too much evil right now, and it's only prayer that can hold us, that can sustain us, that can keep us at that place. The prayer altar is the place where we invite Him to come in our midst. I believe with faith, when we set up prayer altars in different places, the evil darkness will be broken down. As it says in Isaiah 25, verse 7, that the veil that is covering will be torn apart. You know, the Bible says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and rulers in the heavenlies. So in the firmaments, there is that darkness that we have to pierce through that the glory of God may come down. We believe in the end time, the glory of God is going to be greater, as it says in Haggai, that the glory of God of the latter church is going to be greater than the former church. So it is this church now, in the midst of the turmoil of what is happening around the world, until we pray, when we worship and the glory of God comes down, we are going to see a great move of God. And why Boston? Why Massachusetts? This is where it all started. And now, because it started here, missionaries came from Boston, from Salem, from New England, to spread all over the world. And now again, Boston is a secular city which has rejected, which is almost rejecting Christ or the Lord, the knobs of the Lord, the commandments of the Lord. But God is calling the church, the body of Christ, to get together, to cry out.
You talk about crying out. You talk about the now. So here we are. Here we are in Boston. Here we are in New England. Here we are having this conversation.
Yeah.
You're here. Yeah. Others, have you seen that others are rising up to join you in prayer and join with you in setting up these prayer altars?
What is so surprising and interesting and exciting, as I prayed about this, when I moved out, I started moving around. I have met different worship, different prayer altars. There's a prayer, there's a Revival Boston with Dr. Genzi, who is passionate about revival. They meet and pray. The different groups have met house prayer altars. They're there praying every day. So I've met them.
And I would also say, as I've spoken with others, a friend of mine, Pastor David Hill, talks about years and decades of pastors have been praying. It's the remnant, as it were, that have always been faithful. And so here you come. There is a joining together of prayer movements that the Lord, the Holy Spirit, is orchestrating for such a time as this. So there's a linking arms figuratively. Yeah. There's a linking arms literally, but the Lord is working. The cries of others, some who have already gone home to be with the Lord, are being answered as the stirrings are rising to new levels. Mm. Pastor Mwakwe, before we go to our break, in your native tongue.
Yes.
Say one of your favorite scriptures and give us the interpretation and maybe just a brief, short explanation of what it means to you in this moment.
One of my favorite scripture, for God so loved the world, that is John 3:16. Mukama watu weyagari nsiwati, no kuwae na wayo mwana womu yeka. That for God so loved the world that he gave out his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish.
That is indeed the heart of Pastor Mwakwe. I mean, he could have picked any verse. That also speaks of the heart of this radio ministry. Dear one, if you don't know the Lord yet, the Lord is speaking to you. There's is there a stirring in your heart? When we come back from our break in our final segment, I'll talk with Pastor Julius Mwakwe. We'll talk about challenging times. We'll talk about hope in the midst of struggles. We'll pray some more. When you have a man of prayer come into your midst like this, well, there's one thing to do. It's to pray and to trust God and to begin to see what God is doing and what God is going to do. More with Pastor Julius Mwakwey when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky.
James 3:13 says, "Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom." The Good Life with Dr. Danny is brought to you by generous sponsors. Thank you to Coach Dino Babers and Mrs. Susan Babers, Mr. Edmund Jung and Mrs. May Jung, Mr. Rodney Arias Sr., A1A electrician, Cedar Assembly of God, and the Thursday Men's Breakfast, Boston. If you, your business, or your church would like to support The Good Life with Dr. Danny, please visit drdanny.live. Join our partnership team. That's drdanny.live. Thank you.
On behalf of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for listening to The Good Life with Dr. Danny, weekdays at 6 p.m. on WEZE, and visiting drdanny.live for more resources. My dear friend, it is because of listeners and donors like you that we are able to spread the message of Jesus' love and bring hope to people like you, your family, and friends. Proverbs 11:25 says, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed." Will you prayerfully consider donating to Danny Yamashiro Ministries so that we may continue to broadcast the gospel so believers will be built up and non-believers may form a relationship with Jesus Christ? Visit drdanny.live to make a financial contribution today. That's drdanny.live. And thank you again for supporting The Good Life with Dr. Danny. May God richly bless you with The Good Life.
You're listening to The Good Life with Dr. Danny, a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries and Formation Institute. Divisions of Jesus Christ is calling you. Now let's join Dr. Danny and experience the good life today.
So Pastor Mwakwey is, he's not sitting on his hands. He's not twiddling his thumbs. He's not just wasting time. I mean, there's things to do when God has called you to set up prayer altars around the city of Boston and throughout New England. These are critical times. Yeah. Pastor Mwakwey, his website is pursuerswn.org. Pursuerswn.org. Pastor, what is that? Pursuerswn. What does that stand for?
Pursuers Worship Network.
Okay. PursuersWorshipNetwork.org. But as we talk, there's something that's being set up where others may want to be involved, may feel called to be involved.
Yeah.
Share with us what's coming around the corner.
We have a prayer conference coming up on from 24th to 30th October. It's going to be in Natick. The address is 127 West Central Street, Natick, Massachusetts.
Again, that's the conference, the Watchmen on the Walls, pursuerswn.org. You can find out more about this. It's going to be held October 24th through the 30th.
Yeah,
in Natick at 127 West Central Street, Natick, Massachusetts.
Yes.
Again, 127 West Central Street in Natick. What's going to happen at the conference? What's being planned?
Now, what's being planned, we have prayer sessions, and then we have teaching sessions. A man of God is coming from Uganda. He's called Apostle Michael Chimuli, who is going to be sharing with us in prayer. He's going to be teaching about prayer, and then we'll have also Dr. Elijah Kim will come and share with us, also praying for revival in Boston. The whole thing is about, we want to see revival in Boston, in Massachusetts, in New England. That's why we are coming together. And we are crowning it with the prophetic praise and worship encounter. That day, that will be on the 30th, we are going to just worship, prophesy over this city, pray for the people. Those who want to be prayed for, we'll be praying for them. Those who want to pray for their families, we'll be praying for them. And even non-believers, we want them to come because we believe they'll accept Christ.
And someone today may be in that very place, yeah, where their heart becomes open, even to hearing this. Mm-hmm. Maybe a bit peculiar to them to hear the way that Christians speak, especially when we start talking about prayer and mm-hmm. altars and mm-hmm. interceding and those things. But something in the heart yeah. opens, mm-hmm. where there's a yearning mm-hmm. to learn more, to mm-hmm. find out more. And mm-hmm. come go to pursuerswn.org. Pastor, let's not wait any longer. Someone today might be struggling. They're having their own challenge. A surprise even, maybe surprise news mm-hmm. with economic, yeah. a financial challenge that they're facing. Maybe mm-hmm. a relationship mm-hmm. is broken. Mm-hmm. Someone is hurting. Mm-hmm. Maybe someone's body is not working like it used to. Maybe they're in pain. Mm-hmm. Maybe someone is depressed. We're feeling very lonely mm-hmm. in this moment. You felt all alone just before the Lord began to move as mm-hmm. you ended up coming here to Boston. Would you pray for that dear, dear person going through a tough time right now? Would you please? But give a word of encouragement first.
Mm-hmm. I want to give you a word of encouragement. I have been there. I have suffered. I have cried. I have had broken relationship. But one thing I've not departed from is to anchor on the Lord. You may be there and you don't know Him. The only hope is in Him, our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. You may be struggling with an addiction. You may be struggling with sin, you may be struggling, depression. The only hope is in Him. They may be telling you out there that there is no God. Honestly, there is God. I tell some people that as long as you're thinking some voices in between there is God who is your creator. Just have hope and trust in Him. Believe in Him. He will come to you. When you call Him, He's right there.
Pray, please.
Father, I want to thank You. I want to glorify Your name. We humbly come before You, Lord. Lord, someone listening, someone may be depressed. Someone may be hopeless, has no hope. At this moment, who is listening, maybe he or she wants to kill herself. But I want to tell you, there is hope. Father, may You reach out. May You stretch out Your hand right now and touch that pain. May You stretch out Your hand right now, Lord, and reach out to that man, to that woman, Lord. Lord, I pray. May You bring back that joy. May You bring back that peace. As You resurrected, may You resurrect that peace and joy in that woman. Father, that one who does not know You, may You lead their path in the right way, in the right place, to the right person. Father, reach out to them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Pastor, I'm going to ask us that we, as we're praying, that we continue a little bit more. The heart felt the depth. Let's pray for Revive Boston.
Yeah.
Let's pray for the city. Let's pray for New England. Let's pray.
Amen.
Please continue to
Father God, I come before You. Once again, I want to say we thank You for such a time as this. Lord, we repent of any sin that has been committed in this city. We repent of any sin that has been committed in New England, Lord. Father, wash the city, wash us. Lord, even we stand in the gap, as you said in your word in Ezekiel, that you're looking for man to stand in the gap. Lord, we stand in the gap on behalf of the body of Christ, on behalf of everyone, Lord. Lord, forgive. And Father, we pray, I pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, may you revive our hearts. May you revive the city, Lord. Father, I am here as a midwife, oh God, to stand hand in hand with men and women in this city, oh God. Father, may you revive us, oh God. May you revive us, Lord. May you send your spirit in every corner, in every home, in every church, oh Father, may you bring the body of Christ together, Father. Lord, even as you said in John 17, that Father, as we are one, let them be one. Father, let there be unity. Let there be unity. We want to see revival once again in Boston, oh King of Glory. We want to see revival once again in New England, oh Father. This is the city that sent out missionaries, oh God. Father, we want to see your hand and move, oh God. Lord, we know you have not forgotten this city. We know you have not forgotten this land. We know you have not forgotten United States. Father, we commit United States into your hands. We bring it before you, King of Glory. Lord, as Deuteronomy 28 says, that I'll make you a head, not the tail. You'll not be beneath. Father, United States has been the head. It has not been beneath. And Lord, we pray, may you bring it up again with your glory. May your glory move on the body of Christ in New England. May you sweep in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Pastor, thank you so much for sharing your heart with us in this precious time. Before we wrap up today, you've come from Uganda. God has sent you here. You have obeyed. What is your favorite food in Uganda that you miss?
Oh, I miss posho with ginat, which is peanut butter. Okay. Here it is peanut butter and fish.
Peanut butter and fish together.
Yes, together.
Does it make your mouth water just thinking about it?
Yeah, definitely it does.
Pastor Julius Mwakwe has blessed us with his presence, and we thank the Lord for you, for your example, and may the Lord continue to bless you as you move forward. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Worshipful, prayerful words from Pastor Julius Mwakwe, pursuerswn.org. My friend, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And look, if you haven't done so, we believe this may be the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Would you do that? Go to drdanny.live. I've got some resources for you there to join our prayer team or partner with us financially. Again, drdanny.live. And I want to thank you in advance. Isaiah 25, verse 1, Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you and praise your name, for in perfect faithfulness, you have done wonderful things, things planned long ago. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Pastor Julius Mwakwe, pursuerswn.org. Until next time, along with my producer, David Nasora, creative director, Brian Torres, web designer, Shana Kusumoto, and guest coordinator, Jan Yi, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you as you share the love of Jesus with someone today.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast of The Good Life with Dr. Danny. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you and that you may find hope in hearing how God's Word affects people from all walks of life. The Good Life with Dr. Danny is a listener-supported program, and we'd like for you to prayerfully consider becoming a sponsor or donor. To contact Dr. Danny and learn more about the ministry, visit drdanny.live. That's drdanny.live. Be sure to tune in weekdays at 6 p.m. to hear The Good Life with Dr. Danny. Until next time, God bless you.